I hope that the all officials are aware that these people who have toiled so much for this republic have thrown out the corrupt individuals and replaced them with upright individuals. They should serve them in thanksgiving and gratitude for this blessing. The governors should serve these people. The district governors should serve. The ministers should serve. All must have the objective of service. We hope that Allah willing, there would be peace after these issues. The people also will be calm after this and be busy. They invest their capital and not fear that suddenly someone will come and take them away. Never, there is no question about this. It is not that they cannot do their job.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. Welcome back to IRIB English Radio. This is the Spring of the Truth, and I am Bita, the host of today's episode. And I have the pleasure to be here to actually analyze some ethical and practical points from the viewpoint of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh. So, the sentence of today is, one becomes a true human being with one's spirit and one's insight. We share in common things such as possessing ears, eyes, and legs, and therefore, these are not the things which differentiate the human being from animal. What really separates mankind from other natural creatures is mankind's heart and insight. If you possess insight, you are considered to be a human being. Insight is actually something which can be among of the most important things in this world. Because of the era that we are living in, the modern era, we are living in a world full of complexities, full of masks. There are so many people around us that are wearing masks, and they may do good deeds, but we are not sure about the intentions of these people. So maintaining this insight to understand the intention of people and the soul of these people can be really important in order to survive and in order to develop a spiritual lifestyle in this time. We have this beautiful narration that everything you do is evaluated by the intention you have behind that. Islam teaches that intentions play a crucial role in determining the moral value and reward of an action. A good deed performed with pure and sincere intention is considered more valuable in the sight of Allah than a deed done with a selfish or insincere intention. Similarly, a wrong action committed with an evil intention is considered more sinful than an action done unintentionally or with a good intention. So, as we say here, one of the most important things in understanding that whether we have the insight to judge people, to judge ourselves, in order to make functional and practical criticisms to other, and more specifically to ourselves, is to maintain the insight in order to tell other people apart from each other based on their intentions of the bad or good deeds that they are committing.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Year 1402 slogan. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. The leader of the Islamic Revolution designated the Iranian calendar year 1402 as the year of inflation control and growth in production. According to figures, inflation is one of the effective factors of Iran's economic challenges. In this episode and the next ones, we are going to discuss the issue of inflation in Iran's economy. Stay tuned, please. In order to understand inflation and its consequences, initially, a comprehensive definition of the term inflation, its types, the way inflation is measured, etc., should be provided to get acquainted with the mechanism of this issue. Inflation literally means to swell or blow up. Until the 19th century, the term inflation was used to indicate the increase in the volume of banknotes that could not be changed into gold. But from the 19th century onwards, the meaning of inflation changed to the concept we are familiar with today. Today, in economics, inflation means a disproportionate increase in the general level of prices. In this science, inflation is defined as the continuous rise of prices in a certain period of time. In this regard, inflation can be seen as an irrational increase in the price of goods and services without support and planning, which reduces the purchasing power and disrupts the balance between the demand for products and the liquidity available to purchase products. It's interesting to know that inflation is not always bad and harmful, but we also have good and productive inflation. In other words, according to some economists, a stable degree of inflation is needed in an almost healthy economy. They consider 2% inflation as a healthy inflation rate. The purpose of this action is to maintain economic growth at a healthy and dynamic pace. In economic theories, inflation has various sub-branches and types. However, in general, three main categories have been drawn for inflation, which include mild or creeping inflation, galloping inflation, and hyperinflation or fast rising inflation. From early 1310s until now, the general level of prices and the index of cost of living in Iran have often been increasing. However, the increase in prices has sometimes been slow and sometimes fast and intense. Changes in prices between the Iranian calendar year 1315 and the victory of the Islamic Revolution can be analyzed in six different periods. The first period was between the years 1315 to 1320. During that period, due to the indirect effects of the Second World War and the government's expansionary policy, prices increased with an average growth rate of 5.20%. The major increase in the index of cost of living was related to the years 1319 and 1320, that is the war period. Thank you. The second period was between the years 1320 to 1322. In this period, due to the Second World War, spilling over to Iran and the occupation of the country by the invading forces, there was increase in demand, lack of supply, and restrictions on imports, the depreciation of rial in terms of foreign currencies, and finally increase in amount of money, which led to the sharp increase in the general level of prices. In order to deal with inflation, policies of controlling prices and measures like severe financial and physical punishments, limiting bank credits, and most importantly, rationing of essential goods were used. However, these policies were ineffective, and the cost of living index increased more than 3 times within 2 years. The third period was between the years 1323 to 1325. This period was the period of falling prices. The reduction of the military expenses of the Allies and the decrease in the growth of the money volume caused a significant decrease in prices. And the fourth period was between the years 1326 to 1330. During these years, due to the implementation of open-door policy, and the growth of foreign trade exchanges and the increase in imports, the decrease in foreign exchange income from the sale of oil and its reflection in the rial in the form of purchasing power, and finally, the decrease in exports, prices were relatively stable. Dear listeners, we are going to discuss the fifth and sixth periods in the next episode. Until next time, goodbye.
What you heard was an IRIB English radio program. This is A to Z. An introduction to Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, fulfilling the needs of believers. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If you ask any person whether they would like for their dependents to be taken care of or not. If you ask them, do you want others to ignore your dependents and children, or would you rather have them taken care of? Obviously, the answer would be that everyone wishes for their dependents to be taken care of. Now, let's see what the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. The Prophet of Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, says, people are the dependents of Allah. So the most beloved of Allah is he who benefits the dependents of Allah most. He also said, the best of people, rather, is he from whom people benefit. Being a source of help and support for others is a very positive trait for a believer. The Prophet of Allah also said, "Surely, the greatest of people in status to Allah on the Day of Resurrection is the one who travels most on the earth in the path of benevolence to the people." Brothers and sisters, there's a time when we travel around the world for sightseeing and pleasure. There are other times, though, when we go around in search of helping others. Islam recommends the latter. Unfortunately, many people do not realize that, and they take these trips for pleasure, for, you know, sightseeing, for instance, for visiting and getting exposure and so on and so forth. Islam likes and wants us to travel to different parts of the world to help the poor and the needy and the destitute. Welcome back, dear listeners. Today we are discussing the topic of fulfilling the needs of believers. Most of us believe in taking care of ourselves in all aspects, isn't it right? We try to be benevolent to ourselves. The Prophet of Allah said, "Each one of you should be benevolent to his brother as he is to himself." If we look at the history, our beloved Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam were extremely cautious of others' rights, especially the less fortunate ones. They would buy for them what they liked for themselves. And, you know, these are the ethical and the moral value system of Islam. The Prophet of Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, "The believers are brothers. Some of them fulfill the needs of others, and by virtue of fulfilling each other's needs, Allah will fulfill their needs on the day of resurrection." Subhanallah. Look, in this world, after all, everyone's needs get fulfilled somehow, to some extent. Isn't that right? But imagine the day of resurrection, the day of judgment, where there would be no chance for anyone to get any help from anyone. It's so scary. If a believer fulfills the needs of other believers in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises to fulfill their needs on the Day of Judgment. This is the infinite mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And through this mercy, He is enabling us. He is giving us the opportunity to be able to seek help and take help on the Day of Judgment, on the Day of Resurrection. All we need to do is to make sure that we fulfill the needs of believers.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
As humans, the earth is our home. It is the only home we have. The earth is where we live, breathe, eat, and raise the future generation. Our entire life support system is dependent on the well-being of our natural environment and all of the species living on this beautiful blue planet. But what have we done to it? How have we preserved it? I'm Zarin Shajeri, and this is Aperture. Unfortunately, our planet is in grave danger. Many species of animals and plants are nearing extinction. Our clean air and water supply is at risk, and more of our beautiful open spaces are disappearing as new buildings and factories are built. What is worse is that the Earth is getting warmer and warmer as we speak. This week's exclusive documentary explores the perilous state of our planet. Stay with us for the first part.
Issue the tsunami warning.
Gives us a clear idea of what's happening.
The cloud is now moving south. It's harmless to people on the
ground. Covered with thousands of miles, why doesn't that energy dissipate?
The Earth isn't feeling well.
That is a
its fever has risen, and its situation is getting worse by the day.
Nowadays, we hear people saying the Earth's temperature is rising.
The average temperature of the Earth was about 15 degrees Celsius in the beginning of the 20th century. During the Ice Age, the average temperature of the Earth was only 5 degrees less.
Take into consideration this 15 degrees and compare it to the 10 degree average during the Ice Age. Now, if this 15 degrees, God forbid, reaches 19 or 20 degrees, what age could you call that? The ebullient age?
Naturally, the subsistence of life will end way before the ebullient age.
Of course, the Earth has other problems as well, but climate change or global warming is a major problem, which increases the frequency of droughts, storms, and other consequences and natural disasters that take place on the Earth's surface.
The existence of icebergs in the north and south poles cause reflection of solar energy, which is known as albedo. Without an ice cover, this energy will be absorbed by the Earth's surface and accelerate global warming, altering the average temperature on planet Earth. We can say the Earth has a fever. It may be 1 degree or 1 200 degrees.
There's a very simple formula. Q is heat energy, which is equal to the mass of substance multiplied by C, which is a specific heat capacity multiplied by delta T. A 2-degree delta T, for instance, is multiplied by a huge mass at a specific heat capacity, which sums up to what? A very large Q. And what does that all mean? It means that all these signals I'm giving you are alarming. And it means that I'm continuously moving from the green line into the orange and red lines and into the danger zone.
Greenhouse gases are gases that can trap wavelengths larger than 4 microns within themselves. These are wavelengths that are radiated to the Earth from the Sun, and when reflected from the surface of the Earth, elements become trapped within the wavelengths. They trap greenhouse gases and absorb heat, which leads to the gradual warming of the Earth.
Just just like inside a greenhouse, as in the ones used for farming. When solar radiation penetrates into it, the trapped heat is not completely removed, and it causes the inside of the greenhouse to become warmer than the outside. Greenhouse gases play the same role in the Earth's atmosphere.
Greenhouse gases per se are very useful. The existence of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere, which we usually refer to as carbon dioxide, is very useful because without these gases, the temperature of the Earth would fall to minus 19 degrees Celsius. Minus 19 degrees Celsius means a total freeze. It means no agricultural or farming product would be able to grow. Obviously, it wouldn't provide the requirements for human existence on the Earth. The existence of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere and the partial trapping of energy reflections from the Earth have caused the Earth's temperature to rise to 15 degrees Celsius. In other words, greenhouse gases have caused a 34 degree temperature rise. This process has obviously created the ideal situation we have for all living creatures to thrive.
A forest is one factor responsible for absorbing greenhouse gases. It is necessary for soaking up greenhouse gases. Unfortunately, forests around the world are being brutally desecrated for their wood and their land. You can see many instances of deforestation around the world. Deforestation has taken place to enable farming, but also for building factories and cities. When these forests are destroyed, the global sources for absorbing greenhouse gases are weakened.
With the proliferation of greenhouse gases and the increase of human activities on the surface of the Earth, which has provided the growth and spread of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere, the basis for absorbing and trapping thermal energy that is reflected from the surface of the Earth is further provided in the atmosphere.
The atmosphere's capacity for greenhouse gases is 2,900 gigatons. And until now, in the year 2010, about 65% of its capacity has been emitted. So from 2010 until the year 2100, the atmosphere only has the capacity to handle another 35%.
And obviously the basis has been provided for the Earth's average temperature of 15 degrees to rise to 15.5, 15.7 or 15.9 degrees and even to 16 degrees at times.
از این 1900 گیگاتون منتشر شده در کل جهان در
A large portion of the 1900 gigatons emitted into the atmosphere belongs to countries which have caused more emissions starting from the 1840s and 1850s.
1840 و 1850 اینها رو بیشتر از کشورهای دیگر منتشر کرد. کشورهای در حال توسعه
Developing countries with 81% of the world's population have only emitted 26% of these gases.
Therefore, we're facing a very serious humanitarian hazard, and we need to take serious measures to stop the emission of greenhouse gases.
Progress is being made, however.
Beijing authorities are closing factories and outlawing burning coal for heating.
Naturally, a rise in the average temperature of the surface of the Earth from moderate levels can have bad consequences, and temperatures higher than that can pave the way for various disasters on the Earth's surface.
We're working in a totally unsustainable way. We do things to feel at ease, but we only have one planet Earth. We can't later immigrate and leave this planet. If we destroy it, where else can we go? This is it. And the destruction we're causing with technological development is enough to put our lives at risk now. As a human being, I'd ask, what sort of technological development have we accomplished? What sort of technology have we achieved? Or what have we done for human comfort that hasn't harmed us in any way? Give me one example.
The skyline is littered with factories, and toxic smoke pours into the air day and night. For those living here, it's a choice between pollution and unemployment.
Federal appeals court upheld the Environmental Protection Agency's emission standards for hazardous air pollutants from coal and oil-fired power plants. The court rejected state and industry challenges.
Top German lawmaker in the European Parliament said reducing supply in the CO2 trading market would boost prices.
What does it mean to live in a polluted place? It means that particles, say 5 microns, 2.5 microns and 1 micron increase. Carbon monoxide and carbon dioxide increase. Now it depends on the quality of the gasoline and the gas that you use. The sulfur and nitrogen derivatives, ozone and finally soot and particulates all scatter in the air and they eventually enter the body either through the nose or the mouth. So body cells that start from the nose, eyes and mouth and reach the depth of the lungs are all affected, and these substances enter the bloodstream through the respiratory system.
It affects the brain. We become tired fast. We become impatient. We quickly lose our temper and verbally assault each other. There's no need for one to be ill. Those who are ill are at greater risk.
We see B2B, business to business. Just business to business. It's usually called B2B. This is a disaster. Even if it means death and costs us our lives, which is our most important index, we have a brain. We don't use it. The only thing we see in business is the money. Everything depends on how deep one's pockets are.
Development is a natural process in human growth, which has existed for thousands of years. It's now been accelerated, becoming faster and stranger. But during this development process, some of us have become rich. Some are filling up their bank accounts and becoming wealthy. It's interesting, though, that these same people, sometimes directly, but most times indirectly, have to somehow return this money.
Some
The oil leaked for 87 days, the worst offshore spill in U.S. history. BP was later found to be grossly negligent for the explosion aboard the Deepwater Horizon platform. And today, it agreed to a settlement that will include a $5.5 billion fine for violations of the Clean Water Act, $7.1 billion to the U.S. government and five states to repair coastlines smeared by oil, $4.9 billion to settle economic claims by those five states, and up to $1 billion to 400 local governments. Louisiana, the most heavily damaged, gets almost $7 billion, the biggest share.
This is by no means chance and accident. Our experience in development over the past 100 or 200 years shows that technological advancement and city living have been the cause of this. Name any technology you like, or whatever has made human existence easier, and you'll find it's harmed the environment.
China has announced the successful containment of its worst ever reported oil spill, although much work remains to be done before an ongoing cleanup is complete. At a media briefing, the vice mayor of the northeastern coastal city of Dalian, where the spill occurred, said workers had used more than 40 kilometers of oil barriers and 65 tons of absorbent pads to stop the slick reaching international waters. Yet with oil remaining on beaches and in the water, he also acknowledged a full cleanup will be an arduous task.
Go back 160 years in time to the beginning of the Industrial Revolution, the industrial age in the 1850s, to see an impact.
It's been about a century that we humans have opted for consumerism on the earth, and as we have moved forward in recent decades, consumer demand has risen.
Until a point, we lived along with the earth and the nature. From a point onwards, we just forgot about what the earth is, where it's come from, and where this kind of usage will lead us to. We just want everything. The high consumer demand that we're witnessing these days is just destroying the earth's natural resources.
But a leading scientist suggests the reasons for the drought may be even more worrying for Brazil in the long run. Has continued deforestation in the Amazon and in the Atlantic forest drastically altered the climate?
We created the packaging industry to be able to easily relocate food products and conserve them for longer periods, so we would be able to keep a packet of food or fruit juice for, say, 2 weeks without it being spoiled. What's been the outcome? Go take a look at the landfills to see what we've done to the earth by producing all this garbage, garbage that can't be recycled. It was done for our comfort, but it's also put our future in danger.
If we move back a few decades, there were a limited number of countries that were consumer-based and that used a lot of energy and products like the United States and in Europe. But these days, global consumption on Earth has sharply increased as countries in East Asia, especially China, have started boosting their consumption.
About 56% of these greenhouse gases are produced by fossil fuels.
Naturally, the rise in the use of fossil fuels is due to energy requirements of machines used for ever-expanding development projects. To boost the machine age, the industrial age. Due to this boosting process, the developed world has had to increase its use of different kinds of fossil fuels. This has paved the way for partial deforestation. which aims to provide the agricultural requirements to cover total food needs of a growing global population. This causes change to the optimal 15-degree world average temperature.
In the northeastern prefecture of Miyagi, and what you're looking at right now on the screen is in the city of Sendai.
A couple of feet of water, so they have to stand out there until they can manage to get the boat across and then take a big group of them into an entrance ramp of ice.
بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. السلام عليكم, respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. Today, here we are with Brother Fawad Haider, and I'm really happy to say hello to him. Fawad, salam, how are you?
Salam, sir, I'm fine, how about you?
Alhamdulillah, thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us today. Today, inshallah, we'll talk about ayah 13 of Surah An-Nisa on page 79 of the Quran. So, brothers and sisters, please open the Quran if you have with you and stay with us till the end of this session, inshallah, to learn how to read this ayah beautifully and with tajweed rules. So, first, let's listen to the recitation for what?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Tilka hududullah. Waman yuti'i Allah wa rasulahu yudkhilhu jannatin tajri min tahtiha al-anharu khalidina fiha wa dhalika al-fawzul 'azim.
Nice recitation. Did you enjoy it? What?
Yes.
Okay, that was nice. So, Allah Almighty in Ayah 13 of Surah An-Nisa says an important point. And before this Ayah, in the previous verses from Ayah 2nd to the Ayah 12, Allah Almighty explains the rules, okay? The Islamic rules about, for example, about the orphans, okay? About the women and about the inheritance, okay? So, inheritance, these things, Allah Almighty talks and says, explains the rules, that this is the rule, you should obey this, blah, 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 these things, okay? Allah Almighty says. Now, in this ayah, Allah Almighty gives an important hint to us, an important point to us. Allah Almighty says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, تلك حدود الله. What does it mean, Fawad? These are Allah Almighty's bounds, limitations, or they, what? Or the rules and Islamic rulings, okay?
Yes.
The heavenly rulings or laws. So, what does Allah Almighty say next? وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And whoever obeys Allah and His apostle, His messenger, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what happens? يُدْخِلْهُ جَنَّاتٍ.
He could enter the heaven.
All right, yeah. He shall admit him to gardens. Enter the gardens, okay? تجري من تحتها الأنهار. With streams running in them, in that kind of gardens, right? خالدين فيها. They will remain in them forever. Remain in them forever, eternally. وذلك الفوز العظيم. And that is the great success. For what? Are you looking for great success?
Yes.
For prosperity?
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, if you're looking, Allah Almighty explains it. So in Islam, Allah Almighty says this, تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ. Certain rules are there. For what? The important message of this ayah is this, okay? That we have accepted that Allah Almighty exists. And He has created us. He's our Lord. We believe in the Day of Judgment. We believe in the an appointment of the Prophet, okay? They have been sent to guide us. They have brought us the rulings, okay? So if we believe in these things, now the thing is that when you believe in these things, okay, you must follow them. Because Allah says, do the prayers, you must do. If you do the prayers, okay, then you get the reward. You get the result. Okay? A prosperous, a successful life, for what? Depends on what? Depends on following the instructions and the rulings and the laws sent by
Allah.
Allah Almighty. Who brought these things to us?
Messengers.
The messenger. So the messenger has brought. Look, Allah Almighty says, وَمَن يُطِعِ اللَّهَ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ and wa رَسُولَهُ. Allah Almighty says, so if you follow the Prophet, it means you're following me. Alright? So if we obey Allah, we should obey the Prophet. Because Prophet is sent by Allah. If you do not obey the Prophet, the sayings of the Prophet, it means you don't care about the rulings that Allah Almighty has sent. So this is important, okay? So then inshallah, Allah Almighty will reward us. يُدْخِلْهُ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. That's it, okay? If Prophet says, this is, for example, the way to do the prayers, you gotta do that way. If you just do something like different from the Prophet, that's not acceptable. Huh? Seriously, that's not acceptable. Got it? So, حلال محمد حلال إلى يوم القيامة حرام محمد حرام إلى يوم القيامة. The things that Prophet ﷺ has brought as halal things, things which are permissible for us, okay? Halal things, we can do things, okay? They will be halal to the Day of Judgment. And the things the Prophet has made them, permissible, okay? They are not permissible. We are not allowed to do them. They are haram things. So it will remain till the Day of Judgment. It means that the rules that Allah Almighty has sent, they are complete and they will remain till the Day of Judgment. We have to follow if we are a believer to Allah Almighty and in the prophethood of our Prophet and also in the Day of Judgment. Yes, Fawad?
Yes.
Simple as that. Then what happens if you do so? Allah Almighty will
reward you.
Reward you. You get the result. Yes? It's actually because if you follow these rules, okay, these are the ways, the steps of getting a prosperous life, getting to a prosperous life. All right? Inshallah, Allah Almighty guide us to the right path and give us and tell us the instructions as He has told us, actually. Give us, inshallah, grant us the tawfiq, the chance to apply, to practice all the rules, inshallah, in our life.
قرآني في قلبي دوما يغمرني من فيض ضياء آيات المولى.
IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Savior International Schools presents
والكون الواسع في صدري أحضنه أرضا.
Let's recite the Quran.
What is the time for now?
Tajweed.
The time is for Tajweed rules. So let's mention some of them then, Fawad. Fawad is here, inshallah, today, brothers and sisters, to help you learn the Tajweed rules, to practice the Tajweed rules here in this ayah, and inshallah also practice the recitation. Yes, Fawad?
Yes.
So I'm hearing you. Fawad, I'm all ears. So what's the first Tajweed rule here? What do you think?
Tilka, the pronunciations.
Yeah, the pronunciations of the letters, yes?
Yeah.
So which letters are important here?
Ka.
Oh, yeah. This ka might be kind of mixed up with qaf. Yeah, we should be very careful, okay? K in English we don't have qaf in English. So that's why for our brothers who speak English, it might be a bit difficult, but you got to fix it, okay? Qa. K. ق. They are different, two letters, okay? So تلك. This is easy because K exists in English as well. تلك. Next letter.
ح.
ح. It's a throaty sound, yes? ح. It also doesn't exist in English, so it must be a bit difficult, but you can do it. Just press pressure with a bit pressure. Throaty sound. We have another ha as well. Hududullah. Ha. This is the counterpart of the letter H in English. Ha, the second one. The soft one or the light one. But this one is a bit heavy. Heavy, I'm saying. Ha. 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 Right? So thank you for what? These three letters. Next one.
Ta.
Ta. Good job.
Then I
put the tongue on the back of your front upper teeth. Ta. Ta. Good. Make an aw sound. Next one.
Ayn.
Ayn. Yuti'i. Next letter.
Ha.
Ha. Then, yeah, we mentioned it.
Kha.
Kha. Yeah. Khalidina fiha. Wa thalika. The next letter.
Thal.
Thal. And. Azim. Law. So these letters are important, brothers and sisters. Pay attention to them to pronounce them correctly. So let's get back to now the rules, okay? What rules are here? Tilka hududullah.
You should skip the hamzatul wasl here.
Yeah, you join the dal to lam and pronounce the letter lam in the word Allah with an
heavy sound.
With a heavy sound, with an aw sound. Hududullahi, not hududullahi. So what's the rule for what? Is there a specific rule how to pronounce the word Allah?
Yes, if there is a kasra sound before the word Allah itself,
mm-hmm.
So the lam in the letter in the word Allah is pronounced lightly, like la.
Lightly, la. Like what? Can you give me an example?
Oh, letter.
Yeah, bismillah. A'udhu
billah.
Look, there is a kasra sound before the word Allah. Nice point, Fawad. So, what if there is a fatha before the word Allah or a dhamma?
If there's a dhamma or a fatha, the lam is pronounced heavily in the word.
Heavily in the word. So like this word, yes? Hududullah, right? Or we can say, wallah, innallah, yeah? Thank you for what? That's the rule, brothers and sisters. Okay. What does the jim say there on the top?
The jim here describes whether you can stop or continue.
Oh, they're you got both... two options.
Yeah.
All right. So this baby jim on the top, it's a stopping sign.
Yeah, you can stop.
Okay. Good job. You can continue as well. That's correct. So, waman. I think we got rules for the nun sakin.
Yes, there are four rules. Idgham, idhar, ikhfa, iqlab.
So what is this rule? So how can I read this? Waman. There is a letter ya comes
so
after.
So ya is in the group of letters for idgham.
Idgham.
Yarmalun letters.
Uh-huh. So what
so
do we do?
So when there is idgham, you merge the letter to the next one.
Oh, uh-huh. So how do I read this?
Wa may yuti'.
Wa may, thank you. So you do this way. Wa may, you merge the sound of noon to the ya. And noon is kind of disappeared here. So literally, mim is joined with the ya. وَمَيْ يَا is doubled. وَمَيْ يُطِعِ اللَّهِ. Okay. وَرَسُولَهُ يُدْخِلُهُ جَنَّاتٍ. So there is a tanween, جَنَّاتٍ, and then there is a ta.
So
we hide the sound, yes?
Yes.
جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي. Jim is like pronounced with
a bouncing sound
or echoing sound. تَجْرِي. Min tahti, nun sakin plus ta.
Again, ikhfa.
Hi, that's a good job, thank you. Min tahti hal anharu khalidina fiha, wa thalika al fawzul azim. That's all the important rules, okay? Fawad, ready to recite with me this ayah?
Yes.
All right. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Brothers and sisters, practice with us. تلك حدود الله
تلك حدود الله
أحسنت ومن يطع الله ورسوله يدخله جنات ومن يطع الله ورسوله يدخله جنات أحسنت يدخله جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها يدخله جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها ما شاء الله وذلك الفوز العظيم وذلك الفوز العظيم أحسنتم ما شاء الله Thank you so much Brothers and sisters We hope inshallah you have learned this And this session was beneficial for you. Thank you so much for being with us. Thanks, Fawad, for being with us and practicing with us today. Inshallah, next session will continue with Surah An-Nisa. Thanks to Arab English Radio. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, for being with us. Walhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi al-Tahirin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
This is the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran broadcasting. The voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran is broadcast daily, round the clock, for listeners across the globe. The voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran can be heard by the internet, shortwave, FM, and satellites. Our listeners in the Indian subcontinent can listen to the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran while shortwave, 31 meters, 9,650 kilohertz, every day, from 1520 to 1620 UTC. Also, our listeners in Southern Africa can tune in to the English service of the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran via shortwave, 25 meters, 11,880 kilohertz, every day, from 1920 to 2020 UTC. Our listeners in Tehran can also listen to our program via FM 91.5 MHz. You can also listen to the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran on IranSat or BAD 5 and IntelSat 39 and via the internet. Our internet address is pastoday.ir/en. Now you can listen to Arabi English Radio via your mobile phone. Please refer to our website for the details. Please send your correspondence to the English program, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran, or email us to englishradio@irib.ir. We would be very pleased to have your comments about our audio quality and other means. Thank you.